B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Is the telephone number for you. The NBA could wrap up their season by moving the league to Vegas. Yeah, that's the latest idea. Moving the league to Vegas, bringing the teams out there and playing games and having everybody stay there, obviously. That's one of the ideas being put forth to get things done in the NBA. It would mean a... It would mean a return to sports for the NBA, so there's really no return date on this. I don't know if there's like a definitive date that it could happen, but I think people are thinking July. I think that's what people are looking at. And today in the Globe, it's covered there, as Chris Mannix has written about it, as well as Adrian Wojnarowski has talked about it on ESPN. Today in the Globe, Gary Washburn says nothing might happen for the next 2 months, especially with the projections for the virus and for it peaking in the United States. So it'll be at least 2.5 months without NBA players participating in organized practice. He says the NBA can resume when the pandemic dissipates, but how? It seems unreasonable to resume a normal travel schedule this summer when there will be safety issues and travel fears lingering, regardless if a vaccine is created by then. NBA executives have floated the idea of bringing perhaps all 30 teams to Vegas, attempting to finish out the regular season, and then the playoffs in one central location. Las Vegas has several arenas that could house NBA basketball, including T-Mobile Arena, Thomas & Mack, and Cox Pavilion, and Grand Garden Arena. Those are four arenas that exist in Vegas. Adrian Wojnarowski has said the league has actually looked at putting courts in ballrooms, not in the arenas themselves, but setting them up wherever they can set them up. All they need is the space to put down the floors. So that's something that's sort of been floated as well. I actually love this idea. It's the first idea that I've heard for sports to any of the leagues to make a return that, to me, makes some sense. This one, to me, seems realistic.
Yeah, this seems more realistic than the Greenbrier, where you're going to get all the NFL teams there, right? I mean...
Right, so like that's not going to happen.
No, it's never.
Plus, all those other ideas have all been based on isolation and not letting the players move, right?
Bubbling them.
This is not strictly based on bubbling. From everything I've read from all the different writers, no one has said everyone is going to be quarantined while they do this. And I think that's a big difference, that it's okay, summer months in Vegas. We've got a lot of sort of inroads there already from the summer league that we do there. So I just think that there's I don't know, it feels like there's some reality to this, because they acknowledge that we're not going to be able to keep everybody on lockdown when we do this.
No, and I think Hardy brought up a good point too, you know, about the location of Vegas too. Like July, August in Vegas can be pretty damn hot there if it has a negative effect on the virus and if it kills off the virus. But keep an eye on Florida too. It's pretty warm down there.
Yeah, it's going to be 80 and humid in New Orleans today. How are they doing?
Yeah, I guess if you're going to go anywhere, go to New Orleans, right? Because it's warm there, and the virus doesn't like warm weather. We don't know much.
Yeah,
about
except New Orleans is being overrun with the virus.
Yeah,
it's a hot spot.
It's crazy, but I do like the idea. I think it gives you some, I don't say normalcy, but it seems like a real plan. Like that could potentially happen, as opposed to, you know, what they talked about with, who put it out there? Was it Williams that put it out there with the cruise ships? Put one team on one cruise ship, another one on the other, or one conference on one on the other. Like that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah,
you know, and quarantine from your family.
But Beetle, you know, we were talking earlier about this, and you know, why do it in one city? Why do it in Vegas? What's the point? And you know, from the different articles about it, from Washburn to Mannix, and Mannix, I think, has the best like succinct explanation why, is because of the city's relationship with the league to begin with. You know, Summer League has already been held there, and they've got the hotels. They have multiple arenas. There are multiple places where it could happen. And if you're going to do it in a condensed, kind of controlled environment, it is one of the few places that could handle it and probably welcome it. But if you're doing it from a like a total lockdown perspective, like this is the only safe way to do it, well, either it's safe or it's not. It's either safe to get a bunch of people together or it isn't. I think from the league's perspective, though, if they wanted to do a condensed, you know, quick version of some kind of a playoffs, then this would be the city to do it in and the way to do it that wouldn't require travel from city to city and have different elements brought in, like different levels of the virus taking place at different. If Vegas is deemed relatively safe and they're well on the downslope at that point, fine, do it there, incorporate some of their workers, have all the teams in one spot, do it in a timely manner, in a place where they've already played games and they know they've got the facilities and the infrastructure in order to do it in terms of facilities and hotels and places like that. But it doesn't make a ton of sense to do it at all if it's just quote unquote not safe. You know, if we get into July and people still aren't traveling and people still aren't feeling it's okay to go out and to go other places, then it's tough to justify it at all.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. I mean, it's going to have to be a different climate, not actual, weather-related climate. I'm talking a different climate in terms of how we're acting and what we're doing and how people are perceiving this. Yeah, I would agree with that totally. I think the one thing that the NBA would find attractive, and by the way, we're sort of overlooking that travel thing, aren't we? You know, they would prefer, and I'm sure players and teams would prefer, the less travel, the better. You know, I think that's probably one of their motivating factors to find a place like this, is not even so much the keep everyone together and try and limit your exposure, just the travel. Like, nobody wants to be doing that. So let's travel once. You know, once there and once when you're done and you go home. And obviously, they fly differently than the rest of us. They're not going commercial or anything like that.
Yep.
But even still, I think even with sort of private chartered flights, people are going to be uneasy about it still, and so they want to limit that.
Yeah, the travel's a big deal.
Yeah.
A massive deal. I keep thinking, too, and you try and put yourself, you know, in their shoes. Okay, get in your car. Go meet at your team's headquarters. Get on a bus. Okay, who was the last person on this bus? Did they clean this bus properly? You know, and how long is that separation going to be to somewhat we're going to have this ease back into somewhat normalcy? And like you said earlier, Beetle, too, it's not just going to be like, okay, one day, this is the day, everything's back to normal. You know, there's going to be a process of easing back into this. I mean, do you see David Wade last night in his Twitter? And he put out a thing of a flight and how packed that flight was because he looked it up the next day of going round trip Boston to Florida was $60 back and forth. So you could get down there for $30. This is why. And if they're going to cut back on flights and if they're going to tighten things up, I mean,
what are we doing here?
What the hell are we? Yeah, which they have. And this is why maybe these flights are more crowded. But like nobody had masks on. And I didn't see anybody in that picture with gloves. You know, people are standing shoulder to shoulder waiting to get off the plane. They said even on empty flights that flight attendants, by travel rules, have to sit in those jump seats right next to each other, even if you have a wide-open flight. They can't even sit in those seats. Like, what are we doing here? When are we going to back? When's this going to get back to normal? Until we all get smart about it. I mean, you went to damn Home Depot yesterday, and people are not social distancing there. So
let's go to some of your calls on this as well. 617-779-0985. We were talking about a number of rooms earlier. I think I might have a hotel for you, Hardy. I may have one picked out that could work.
Okay. What is it?
The Venetian has 4,000 rooms.
Venetian's nice.
Okay.
Perfect size. Perfect size, my friend.
Perfect size for what?
Hardy,
for,
are they allowed to ride on those 30, boats? Those
for
gondolas?
30 and, for 30 NBA teams.
Okay.
With players that are most definitely going to be bringing people with them. They're going to be bringing family members. I mean, you've just got to account for that. And you've got staff. You've got media people. You've got league people. You've got all the officials.
Are you talking about doing a season? Or are you talking about doing playoffs?
Well, Washburn said all 30 teams would go. They're going to wrap up the regular season. They're going to close out the regular season. I think 4,000 rooms is probably about an appropriate number.
Does LeBron get the penthouse?
And can't you walk from Venetian over to that the convention center there? The Sands one that they own?
I don't know.
You could stop halfway there and take pictures with these people from Middle America that NBC Sports Boston keeps putting up on right in front of the Welcome to Las Vegas sign. The guy with his socks up to his knees with the two kids there in matching T-shirts. Hey, we're in adult Disneyland. Hey, there's LeBron. Let's stop and take a picture. Come on.
But you're going to have to shut down the entire casino as well?
You have to shut down a strip, too, because these players got to walk there.
Well, no, there's a way to do it. That was my point. They're connected.
Yeah. You're going to shut down the entire casino?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. They're not going to
do it. Hardy's right. Hardy's right.
They're going to pay a premium for it.
They're not going to.
Hardy's like, they're not going to have
first, they give away rooms. They don't, for the most part, most of these hotels don't care about getting money for the rooms. They want people to gamble. Are these guys going to gamble enough?
Yeah. Who would Sam Ross think? Leave the tables open because you've got an audience that will go down to those tables. So you can leave the tables open. I don't know how much they care about the slots, but the table games should be open. With
those beaches
high
will
table
be open.
Minimums. Let's just say you can set those table minimums a little higher than usual because you've got guys that in the NBA or any professional sports league, I've found that most professional athletes, they enjoy gambling. They like the thrill of it. They like the rush of it.
Ooh, distractions.
You hear about it on baseball flights. Everybody's always playing cards and gambling. NBA flights. Boo-ray. I mean, you've got everything going on.
So you're going to limit staff, though, for this thing. You're going to limit media exposure. You're going to limit a lot of stuff, right, to keep it as safe as possible, correct?
Yeah, I mean, you're not telling anybody that it's against the rules to leave, but, yeah, you want to try and keep everybody under the one roof.
So with a limited staff and a limited traveling party, the Boston Celtics, how many rooms do they
100
need?
100 rooms. Give them 100
rooms. 100 rooms for one team?
All right. Right
there's no way they need that many if they're going to limit. There's
right off the bat,
no chance.
Okay, right off the bat, every player gets two rooms.
Okay,
yes.
so that's 30
rooms.
30
okay.
rooms,
okay.
And you're going to bring along
coaching staff. Everybody gets two rooms.
Okay, so that's you're up to maybe 50 rooms.
I'm already up to 50 rooms.
Okay, so you're going to have
front office people, video people, training staff, team doctors. GMs,
let's say 50 like, rooms per team times 30 teams.
No,
Venetian might not be enough.
You're not going to need 100 rooms for a limited staff basketball.
I don't agree necessarily with the limited staff. If you need 50 rooms, there's no difference between needing 50 and needing 100. And if you're going to have the entire league there, what's the difference between having 2,500 people versus 5,000? There's no difference.
But they're not.
At that point, it's all the same.
Okay, so they're going to make money on. Maybe they're going to charge them for the rooms, but they're not going to make enough money anywhere else. Like,
well, I told you, the tables are going to be hopping, baby.
That's right.
Oh, guys are absolutely going to go downstairs and gamble their faces off with their wife and kids there with them.
When's the Tiger Show open?
Can
they go see Penn and Teller?
617-779-0985. Let's talk about this. Get your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, This is Zulak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Josie's on a... BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zulak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without wanting love bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with
617-779-0985. Mike in the truck says the NBA in Vegas will not work. Why is that, Mike?
Well, you gentlemen keep forgetting, okay, once this thing peaks, say mid-April, if it's mid-April, you still got the downslide. Okay, so you got the downslide. Now cases are going down. Well, you're going to bring all these teams together. You have to support them. Now you're going to need at least one support person for every person there. Kitchen, cook, janitors, clean, laundry, to make sure that everything is clean in the linens. You have to have security people to keep out and in. Let's say you get an NBA player decide you want to take his family for a walk. I'm sorry, sir, you can't do that. Well, here's $100. You know who I am? Now you got a leak. All it takes is one person. The season's over, guys. It's sad. We could use the destruction.
All good points.
Just not going to make it.
All really good points.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly possible, Mike, but you're talking about the real-world reasons why it's not going to happen, period, for anybody. And I don't think you're wrong, but I just think that this conversation is assuming we're in a much better place.
Right.
You're right. We may not get to that.
You can't kill them for trying.
We may not get to this much better place, and this all will be for naught. But it's if things go well and it's a possibility, could they pull it off down the road? I think maybe. I would agree. The chances are probably not great of any of this happening. But for the sake of conversation, for the sake of some sanity, we're just going to continue to talk about it, you know, as maybe a workaround. Let's go to Dave in Bridgewater. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Beatles. Oh, Hardy. What's up, fellas? Appreciate what you do. I just wanted to hit on real quick Beatles' trip to Home Depot, which was interesting earlier. Beatle, first of all, you're a rarity. You went in with a necessity. You knew what you needed. It was essential. You got it, and you were out in 3 minutes. That's rare in this day and age with what's going on.
Saying? You saying that too many people are browsing?
Yeah, I think what Dave's saying is what I saw there yesterday was not unusual. Now, I haven't been out of the house, so I don't know. But, man, I just couldn't believe it.
You are a rarity, people.
People looking at paint samples and people, you know, walking around with their dog browsing the aisles. And if I had to guess, the three people talking, two of them were together with their dog. It was like they had bumped into a friend or neighbor or something.
So wait a minute. You're saying there were two dogs there?
No, there were two people with a dog.
Yeah.
The people with the dog. And they bumped into somebody they knew. And they're all sitting there within, you know, you could draw a circle on the ground that was 5 feet wide. And they were all in it. Like crazy.
Did someone just cut you off driving, sir?
Hey, real quick. So you're from Bridgewater?
Dave.
Yes, I am from Bridgewater. Yes, sir.
Is there any update? I saw there's some stuff on that Bridgewater Triangle. Like the Bermuda Triangle?
That's a whole other conversation, but what I wanted to hit on was...
Real quick, was there something that happened recently?
I'm in Reed. I'm in retail, so I understand Beatles' point, because I honestly work for Staples. I'm a manager, so I have to be there. I'm a key holder, so I have to be there no matter what. Yeah. So we had to cut hours back. So it's essentially the managers are running the store, which is, you know, it is what it is in these times. But I've seen people come in to fax something with infants in their hand and elderly people coming in, and it's like, what are you doing? Just stay home. Like Beatles said, just like they can't put their lives on hold for anything. It's almost like if there was lava on the floor, they'd still walk through the store to get what they need. It's brutal. It's really brutal. I'm telling you.
Well, they really liked those pens, and they ran out of those pens, so they had to get those.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, Beatles. Like they need a pen. They need a journal. They need a desk organizer. No, you don't. You need to stay home and browse at home.
You got a pretty good pen section.
We're into April, and I don't have my new spiral bound day at a glance calendar yet.
Yeah.
I'm three months behind.
I got to go get one. Jewish calendar. Shaughnessy's got to get his Jewish calendar.
Yeah, you guys know those are all essential items. We can all agree that those are essential items. You need them. You can't wait.
Yeah.
You can't wait 3-4 weeks or a month to get them. So it's like, Beetle, you are a rarity. You know what you need. You go in, you get it, and you're out. I applaud you.
I was pissed that I had to leave and go out. The more days in, the better. You know, like the streak was broken. It was not good. I was upset that I had to go anywhere. Don't leave. Just find a way to order everything. If it weren't for the sink leaking everywhere underneath the cabinets, I probably would have just put it off and ordered on Amazon or something, but that really wasn't going to be a possibility. So, you know.
Is sink really leaking, or are you just looking for stuff? Because, like, you got stuff popping up everywhere here and there.
Like what, so?
I don't know. You got, like, a creak in the door here. I got to go get some WD-40. Like, Beetle's pretty good at picking up on things, like, the most people wouldn't see. I probably wouldn't even know the sink was leaking.
No, I will go.
So we didn't know it was leaking either until yesterday, opening the cabinet, and there was like an organizer there with stuff in it underneath the cabinet.
Uh-huh.
It's probably like 6 inches deep. It was filled with water.
Oh!
Yeah.
Whoa.
And it was disgusting. And so then we realized we had a leak.
I'm glad you told me Home Depot was open, because I'm sort of low on salt for salt filtration system.
You know, like what is that, it?
You have to put these big bags of salt, like 5-pound bags of salt.
Oh, for your water.
For my water softener.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Because I got a well out here.
A whale? You got a whale?
Yeah, well water.
Oh, I love the way you say things. Who do you want to go to next?
Where's Ken?
He's not on.
Something happened to him last week.
NFL schedule going forward?
Nope, don't want to do that one.
McDonald's challenge?
Let's do trading.
Let's do McDonald's challenge.
All right. Justin and Taunton. Justin.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How you doing?
First-time caller. I was wondering if you guys seen that a couple people tried the McDonald's challenge.
It's disgusting. I couldn't watch it.
Yeah, but Jake, I saw McAfee do it the other night. He nailed it.
Watch him.
He took care of business.
Yep, he did not attack that the right way.
But he did it. No problem.
Neither of them finished it. Both of them yacked after an hour.
He didn't finish? I thought he finished.
No, he blew chunks.
No, unfortunately, watch very closely to the end of both, because I have.
Oh, damn.
Do you know Grandy was doing the play-by-play?
I admittedly did not watch every second. I was watching, like, oh, he's got it. It's easy. I saw Jay King puke his brains out. That's funny.
Sean Grandy did the play-by-play for it.
Yeah. So, wait, McAfee didn't get through the end? He was, like, done. What happened to him? I sent you guys the link the other night. I was watching it live.
It looked, and when he sat down and you put all that stuff in front of him, it looked a hell of a lot bigger and look like more food than that tight initial picture that, you know, you could see on NBC Sports Boston right now. That when McAfee had that whole tray in front of him, I'm like, oh, that's a lot of food. That's a lot of soda. Hardy, the soda's the problem.
No, the food is the problem, and the 90 minutes doesn't help. I mean, eat as much as you want for a half an hour. You're going to be full, and you're not going to be able to eat anymore. You know, whatever you put away in the first 30 minutes, that's pretty much what you're going to do. That's how I look at it. And I look at that tray, and I everyone else seems to think that they should be able to do it, or they may have a problem. I'm the first one to raise my hand that said, there's no way. There's no way I could do it.
So I started reading more on this, too.
No chance.
Did you know the Big Mac actually comes in three sizes now?
I saw a commercial about that very, very fact last night, Zoe, and I did not know.
How did I not know that?
I did not
know. That is my favorite sandwich. You put Thousand Island on anything. You could, man.
It's not Thousand Island. It's special sauce.
It's Thousand Island.
It's two, maybe you don't know the ingredients. Let me clue you in. Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions.
On a sesame seed bun.
It's a sesame seed bun.
Right. Jim thinks it would be a problem. And Louth, like sneaky weird Louth.
Louth thinks he could do that challenge?
No, he thinks the sesame seeds would be the issue.
Like, they get in the way.
What gets in the way? Minuscule seeds?
Sesame seeds are going to be the biggest.
What if we put poppy seed bun on it for you?
You put a sesame seed on a bun the same size as the one with no sesame seeds, the appearance, the mentally, it's going to appear bigger.
I'm close to. Do you want me to go choke him? Do you want me to go hit him in the head?
You can't
know something.
Tom will touch him. Tom doesn't care
about in your teeth.
Yeah, because you're worried about how you look while you're trying to consume 4,000 calories in one sitting. Appearances are a factor.
T-Bone could do it. I think T-Bone could do anything now.
I want a Big Mac so bad right now.
Well, T-Bone can do it because he also has the flattest stomach, and that is that's the irony of this thing. It's why Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut and these guys, they all have flat stomachs. There's not as much fat pressing up against your actual stomach to stop it from expanding. The stomach itself, I watched one of these documentaries on the competitive eaters. The skinny guys can actually eat more because their stomachs can expand more because they don't have that wall of fat stopping it from expanding. Plus, T-Bone has an amazing metabolism from working out for 4 hours every day. So
plus,
yeah,
he's got a bottle of mouthwash to clean up when he's done.
Do you notice how much more Edelman could turn his neck left and right than T-Bone can?
Swish the sesame seeds out of his teeth, which, according to Jim Louth, are going to be the biggest problem. The sesame seed bun.
Hardy has our headlines. They'll get you caught up on things. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. More to get to on the NBA, and it's a possibility that they close out their season in Vegas. Also, some other coronavirus-related items that we haven't gotten to yet. We'll do that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Right.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
What's this, from your wedding?
You don't like this song?
I like this song.
All right, then. What are you complaining about?
I thought just like from your wedding.
No.
Like back in the day. No? Okay. It's got a loud feeling to it.
That's why I played it.
Oh, it's Biggie. Yeah, yeah, this would not be your wedding. Right.
A couple of items for you. A couple of coronavirus items. Number one, former Harvard dean says U.S. can... I'm just going to read headlines. As you can see, the headlines.
Let's do headlines. Reacts,
all right? These are headlines.
We should do a headline segment. Headlines.
What's that?
We should do a headline segment. Like a show. Read headlines.
Did Hardy say something, too?
Nope.
It's hard.
Nope.
Sorry. Former Harvard dean says U.S. can defeat the coronavirus in 10 weeks. Hardy, what'd you make of that story?
I got very excited when I saw it.
Sign him up.
And then you read it?
And I'm like, oh, this is all stuff that we're either A, already doing, or B, aren't going to do based on how the government has handled it so far. So why give false hope?
It's a good headline.
It was a very good headline. It drew me in. I mean, that's what a headline is supposed to do.
right? That was the first team that people sort of laughed at for canceling their season and their tournament.
So they're withdrawing. Okay, defeat the coronavirus in 10 weeks. And I thought, okay, now this sounds reasonable. You know, there was the either 2 or 3 week like shutdown, right? Where it's like, okay, everybody stock up here in the next couple of days, right? Because then nobody goes anywhere, literally, for 2 or 3 weeks. There's nothing happens. There's no mail. There's no driving around and getting gas. Everybody stays at home. Everyone is infected. You might infect family members. You know, there's going to be hospitals, but that's it. You know, that's all that's open, and you can put a clamp down on it that way. Whether your community has it or not, everybody stays home. Well, that's not going to happen, so let's move on. I see this. I'm like, oh, a 10-week plan. What's the 10-week plan? All right. First, president gives full authority to one commander who can mobilize every civilian and military asset needed to right the pandemic. Huh. I don't know if that's going to happen. What else?
That's not going to happen.
Second, the country should make millions of diagnostic tests available to be used over the... Nope, that's not going to happen. Third, the country should supply healthcare workers with the necessary person. Nope, they're not doing that. They're allowing millions of masks to be shipped out of the country as we speak. At this moment, they're being boxed up at the 3M plant in Minnesota and being shipped all over the world. Nope, so we're not doing that. Fourth step is to put everyone into 5 different coronavirus buckets. Known to be infected, assumed to be infected, those who have been exposed, how are you going to identify every one of the 400 million people in this country and put them in? And how do you even know? How do you know if you've been exposed? Now you're talking about tests that I believe don't even exist yet. I want to test to see if I have had the coronavirus. Is that test available? Do we have that one? And then finally, we need to learn as we go and make decisions based on science. Well, that's the one that you just throw out the window.
Throw that right out the window, too.
Thanks for nothing.
Danny.
No shot of any of that going down.
Yeah, like okay.
Very little of it.
Again, back to the Marcus Smart point of all this. Like, okay, is he cleared to just get back to normal? Do we even know any of this stuff yet? For people that have had it? Okay, now you've fought it off. You're clear. You're good to go.
See, and that's
since
what
you had it, you can't get it again. Is that real or is that not real?
Well,
we don't know.
I think that's real, but he got the all clear from.
Right, we got the release.
From the Mass Department of Public Health. I'm like, so he's out of the shedding phase. We know this. The shedding phase can be prolonged in some cases. Is there a test for that? Is there a test for how contagious?
Tony Boselli just got out of the hospital. Is he allowed to go golfing now again down in Jacksonville? Where he thinks he may have gotten it?
I don't know.
We don't know.
That's one headline. Another headline is this. More than 40 spring breakers who ignored public health advice test positive for coronavirus.
I rooted for this.
I mean, who could have seen that coming? CNN has a story. Dozens of spring breakers from Texas boarded a plane for fun and came home with coronavirus. About 70 people in their 20s chartered a plane from Austin to Mexico for spring break 2 weeks ago. They went against the advice of White House officials who asked that people avoid gatherings in groups and also avoid non-essential air travel.
Yeah. Where are these people's parents? Where are these kids'
40
parents?
44 of the 70 people so far have tested positive for coronavirus, all of them from UT Austin, according to a university spokesman told CNN on Wednesday. How many other universities is that thing going to play out at?
A lot.
For all the kids who went to Florida, the kids who went to Mexico, all of that. All of that. All those kids are going to have it.
The best part of that story was the quote from the Texas House Speaker. Who said, quit being an ass. Get over yourselves. Whether you think this is an issue or not, it is. Whether you think you could affect, whether you think it could affect you or not, it does. Yeah. The reality of it is, if I'm a college kid who's going to spring break in Mexico, you're affecting a lot of people. Grow up.
Grow up.
Quit being an ass.
No, Zoe's right. Where are the parents on that one, too?
Because they're paying for it. My kids at school, like, they don't, you don't really work when you're studying. It's hard to. What, do you saved enough up from working a clam shack in the summer?
Oh, to charter a plane?
To charter a plane with 70 other kids? Give me a break. These parents funded it. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, mom and dad, do you think it's okay to get on that plane? I mean, yeah, sure. You already paid for it. It's not refundable. I can't tell you how many friends I have that have that were shipping kids internationally to go on these senior trips this summer that aren't going to see a cent of what they had to pay. I'm talking $2,500, $3,500. And they would still pull the plug and give up the money and tell their kid not to go. There are people that still tell people to travel. I know people that are going to still try and get back from another state because they want to beat it back here for the holiday. You're not going to have a holiday here in a couple weeks or in a week. That's what? Easter's what, 9 days away?
Yeah.
What are you rushing back for? Can't go to church. Can't assemble as families. Stay where you are, people. There are people that don't realize what's going on, I think, in some of these southern states because of the weather and, like, the climate. The climate in Florida makes people think that things aren't that bad.
Oh,
I'm serious.
The statement in Florida, that one got me as angry as the guy in was it Alabama or Georgia who said that we only learned in the last 24 hours that you could spread this even if you're asymptomatic in Florida, when they said, well, you know, why are we still allowing churches to hold services? It was the governor who said, I don't know if the state can tell houses of worship not to gather. So, oh, you don't know? Well, maybe a check up on the law before you go ahead and say something. And just as my own personal opinion, my gut tells me you can. You absolutely can do that. You can issue all kind of orders. People may not like it. And at the very root of this, you know what it is. You may not get strong support from the religious lobby when it comes time for you to run for re-election, which is at the root of all of this. Don't kid yourself for a second. He doesn't want to piss off all the church-going folk in Florida. But to stand up there and say, I don't know if we can even do that. Well, A, find out, and B, yeah, you can. It's happening all over. You think people in Massachusetts who are churchgoers have any less desire to attend their houses of worship and go to church? No, they do. And just as important as the people down in Florida. And it's just as important that the people down in Florida stay home like the people in Massachusetts are doing. He's worried about being reelected. That's all that is. I guarantee it.
Let's get to this date in show history. We'll do it coming up next.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, time to go back in time. This date in show history here on Zolak and Bertrand, something we've rolled out in recent days as we have fewer sports to talk about. So we're going back to a time when we actually had sports. A couple of items today. What do we have for the 3rd of April?
No sports. But what we are going to have is a time just 1 year ago when we were we had sports back a year ago.
Yeah, we had sports then.
A year ago today, but for whatever reason, we decided not to talk sports. You want to know why? Do you want to know why, Scott and Mark? Because we took it for granted. We took having sports for granted a year ago today, and instead, we allowed ourselves to be sidetracked and derailed by this.
Introducing Clever Boy, a smart ocean boy that detects shark.
Yes! That was a year ago already?
A year ago today, we were introduced to...
Introducing Clever Boy.
Clever Boy.
You ready for shark season?
Clever Boy.
A smart ocean boy that detects sharks.
A smart ocean boy.
Wouldn't it be great if the sharks got... Boy. Wouldn't it be great if the sharks get the virus?
In case you're new to the show, or you're not typically home during the day, and now you are and you're watching us every day, what this Aussie is saying is... buoy. What we would call a buoy... They call it a buoy.
Introducing Clever Boy.
It's a clever buoy that you put in the ocean that detects the sharks.
Yes, clever. How we say buoy, they say...
Clever Boy.
We would say clever buoy. But here in Australia, we say clever boy.
Boy. Bobby.
Clever Boy.
A smart ocean boy that detects sharks and sends instant alerts to lifeguards.
Lifeguards?
What are the birds for?
I think it's just a clever boy whistling song.
I think that's like a sonar sound, isn't it?
Well, hold on. Well, it's like a whale ping.
It's like a sonar sound effect.
We didn't devote more than 2 or 3 days to it last year. Let's really give it a listen.
Introducing Clever Boy, a smart ocean boy that detects sharks and sends instant alerts to lifeguards.
Yeah, I believe it is a pinging off the Clever Boy.
What kind of sharks? What do they have, electricity in the water?
Clever Boy.
I'm just getting shocked.
You're right, Zoe. You think you wanted to avoid shark attack before. If sharks carry coronavirus, stay out them oceans. We want nothing to do with some coronavirus-carrying shark.
That's right.
The worst. A year ago, 5 years ago today, going back to 2015 for this next one, this would be the introduction to a Brad Stevens interview.
Oh boy.
I can't remember, it's been so long. Boy. Are these generally good, the way we start off the Brad Stevens interview? I don't know.
Head coach of the Boston Celtics, Brad Stevens.
Big news, Jared Sullinger available tonight.
First words out of your mouth.
I don't have to do these anymore.
Do I have to do what?
I don't know. Like when Rich will
big
take
news.
Some segments off, like he'll go do production. You could show me how to do production. I could do production.
We've given you tasks to complete for the show before, and you haven't done them when you've had all night to do them. So what?
Yes, I have.
Where's the list of songs for Rejoin Music?
I'm not going to do that because that would make you upset because you do a lot of the music, and I don't want to say
no. We have discussed this many times. It's not my call. I mean, I've produced them up and edit some of the wording out. But no, if you have suggestions, we asked you to produce a list. I believe 20 songs is what we requested of you. So
I'd put Bill Withers in there today. We already did that.
Yeah, we did do that. All right, one more here.
I found out real quick. I found out something about Bill Withers today. I'll tell you later. Oh, my God.
Is it good or bad?
It's obviously bad if he doesn't want to share it on the air.
No.
You're going to share it on the air, aren't you?
Jim, is it shareable or no shareable?
Shaughnessy did it one day, so I don't know.
All right. We'll do it on the air. Why not? This one scares me. I don't remember. As most things, this is also from 2015. Hardy, Zoe, Beatle singing a song. It's all three of us. See how long it takes before we can figure out which song it is.
I just crush a lot.
Punisher. Yeah, Punisher. Big pun.
Rub town, baby. Rub town. I won't be playing no more. Not a player, I just crush a lot. Punisher. Down my lawn. Who's down to crush? Still not a hit.
What do you say we park the Jeep, pump Mob Deep, and just spark a leaf? Let's do that. I don't want to be a player anymore. I just have sex with a great variety of women. Let me make this perfectly clear. I don't want to be a player any longer. However, I still am very promiscuous, and I'm going to continue to be. If that makes me a player, so be it.
Those were the original lyrics. They changed them.
Roy Barbosa hates us right now.
Oh, man.
Park the Jeep, pump Mob Deep, or just spark a leaf. What do you say? Let's do it. Out the door, downstairs, little brown hairs everywhere. You nasty twin, I don't care.
All right, then.
All right.
That's good. What do you got on Bill Withers, though?
I thought he was white.
Oh, that is a major component of the story that doesn't get talked about a lot.
I'm scrolling through Twitter, and I see Tom Curran's tribute, "Sad Day." Feel bad, Bill Withers has passed away. Here's my old-time favorite of his, and it was like "Use Me" or one of his songs, whatever the name was.
I thought you were going to talk about.
I clicked on it,
like,
and there's a video of him strumming a guitar. It looks like Jefferson from Fast Times at Ridgemont. I hear the Bill Withers songs, and I think of some long-haired hippie, like a James Taylor. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was the era. But when you say,
like, if I hear Ken and Lowell and I would actually see Ken and Lowell, I would never say that, hey, that's Ken and Lowell, because I have a preconceived notion of what that looks like. This is why I can never meet Ken.
I thought that you had like an underreported aspect of the Bill Withers story. Like, oh, did you know he spent 8 years in the Navy and that he was a dedicated service member? And
Is that true?
Yeah, yeah. He enlisted in the Navy, got interested in music while he was in the Navy, and he started recording, I mean, relatively late start in his recording career. It's a fascinating story. I thought there was another aspect to it, maybe something untoward, like, oh, he actually killed a guy in a bar fight in Guam.
Just bare hands.
BackstageCountry.com,
your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.